Now, in the great plan of redemption, it was an exchange. It says, first, surely he's borne our griefs. Isaiah said, instead of grief, we have the oil of joy for mourning. See, God is going to take everything that was hindrance to us and bring us everything that would put us over that comes from heaven. It says, instead of griefs, it says sickness. We know instead he took the sickness, we get the healing. Then it says weakness. He says, be strong in the Lord. He says, the Lord is the strength of my life. Who are they that wait upon the Lord? You know what that word wait means? It means they that braid themselves in with God. That's abiding. That's abiding. And so I can have strength instead of weakness. And then it says pain. Instead of pain, I can be totally healed and pain-free. And then it says sorrow. It said instead of sorrow, it says he's given us praise. That's amazing. But it only comes to those abiding. Now, I know sometimes God tackles you and you go 100 miles an hour in the other direction. I know that. I wouldn't take a chance on that, though, if I was you. One fellow told me he had a nickname. Always went by his nickname. Didn't like his real name. I didn't know he had a real name. All I knew was the nickname. And he said he was on business. He was a businessman that traveled a lot. And he was traveling down the road in his van, and suddenly he heard his real name. He heard it called out really loud. And he thought that was strange. He kept driving. Next thing you know, he heard it. And God literally tackled him to tell him something that he needed to know that put him over and changed his life. Well, God does that. Not always. Sometimes it's, here I am, Lord, in your presence. Is there anything I need to know? As many times as I've gone over Acts, where it says, they brought from the body of Paul handkerchiefs, so the diseases departed from them, the evil spirits out of them. Suddenly it dawned on me, it didn't say disease departed, it said diseases departed. Now that may not be significant to you, but to a lot of people, one disease leads to another. And it's kind of like a domino effect. Diabetics get kidney disease. I know my father was a diabetic. And then they get neuropathy, where there's great nerve damage. A lot of diseases have a domino effect. And it says, the diseases departed. And suddenly, looking at that verse, I saw it in a new light. I saw it like I'd never seen it before. The diseases departed. Diseases departed. The diabetes, the kidney disease, the neuropathy. Way in the middle of the night, I missed him. And he was raised on farm time. I was not. So he gets up early in the morning. But at 3 o'clock, he's usually still in bed. And he's not there. And I heard noises. He's down massaging my father's feet. The neuropathy did such damage to his feet. And he's in the middle of the night, he's massaging those feet. He's abiding in that place of being a servant, being a helper, as long as Daddy was with us. See, and I've got to abide with God. Abide in me. That's what the songwriter said. Fast falls the evening tide. See, evening and darkness is all around us. And as it falls, if we abide, we're in the light before everything else goes dark. We've been redeemed. The divine exchange. Instead of sin, we have eternal life. Instead of iniquity and transgression, one word means perverted sin, and other means willful sin. In other words, you did it, you knew it was wrong when you did it, but you did it anyway. Those words have different shades of meaning. But instead of that, we have righteousness. For he became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. That was the exchange. I'll take the sin, you take the righteousness. I'll take the disease, you be healed. I'll take the sorrow, fill your heart full of praise. I'll take the weakness, you be strong. And we covered the second week, that's review. Why he did that? For God so loved the world. It was because of his great love. Ephesians says great love. John 3:16 says, so love. And said he demonstrated that love by dying. That's what goes wrong in marriage. Sometimes nobody's demonstrating love. Every now and then, I don't do marriage counseling, but I've had a couple opportunities. I've been flabbergasted because I have a very fine marriage. And I want to say, you did what? What was it you did? It's usually what did he do, what they're telling you what he did or what she did. But if I abide in the Word, the love of God's been shed abroad in my heart, I'm going to be dominated by his love, which is always kind, always unselfish, never jealous, never boastful. It's different. It's a different love. And it's in me. Only as abiding is it going to begin to dominate. See, I've got to determine that the great plan of redemption, the abiding plan of God, becomes a part of my life, that it abides, it stays in me.